ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Adi Lila, Chapter 13, The Advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with a translation. I'll just read the verse translations. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And Tamil translation. Yeah, announce yourself to the world in Tamil. Sa prasidatu chaitanya devo yasya prasadataha tallila varnane yogya sadyasyadadhamopyayam. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who is fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada comments, I'm just taking an extract. We should not consider Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami fallen because he describes himself as such. Rather, anyone who is able to compose such transcendental literature is our esteemed master. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Gadadhar Jaya Srinivas Jaya Mukunda Vasudev Jaya Haridas. All glories to Gadadhar Prabhu. All glories to Sri Vashtako. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. Jaya Damodar Swarup Jaya Murari Gupta Eshab Chandra Daye Tamah Kaila Lupta. All glories to Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandra Gan Shabha Prema Jyotsnai Ujjal Tribhuvan. All glories to the moons who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. What time is the deity curtain usually open? Oh, they're outside, I see. Okay. Eta kahilo granthārambe mukhabandha Ebe kahi chaitanya lila krama anubandha. Thus, I have spoken the preface of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That means the first 12 chapters are the preface. Now I shall describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in chronological order. Pratame to sutra rupe kariye ganan Pache taha vistari karibo bibaran. First, let me give a synopsis of the Lord's pastimes, then I shall describe them in detail. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Navadipe Avatari Acholish Bacha Prakata Bihari. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adventing himself in Navadip, was visible for 48 years, enjoying his pastimes. Chodashatta Shata Shakke Janme Praman Chodashatta Panchane Hailo Antardhan. In the year 1407 of the Shak era, AD 1486, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the year 1455, AD 1534, he disappeared from this world. Chobish bachcha prabhu koilo grihobash nirantar koilo krishna kirtan bilash. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the grihastha ashram, householder life, always engaging in the pastimes of the Hare Krishna movement. Chobish bachcha sheshe koriya sanyash. Ar chobish bachcha koilo nila chale bash. After 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyasa, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannath Puri. Taramade choy bachcha gaman agaman. Kabhu dakhin, kabhu gaur, kabhu brindavan. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first 6 continually touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavan. Ashtadasha bachcha rahila nilachale Krishna prema namamrite bhashalo shakale. For the remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, chanting the nectarian Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He inundated everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna. Garhashte Prabhur Lila Adilila Khan Madda Antalila Shesha Lilar Duinam. The pastimes of his household life are known as the Adilila, or the original pastimes. His later pastimes are known as the Madhya Lila and Anta Lila, or the middle and final pastimes. Adi Lila Madhe Prabhur Jatek Charit Shuta Rupe Murari Gupta Karela Grathit. All the pastimes enacted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Adi Lila were recorded in summary form by Murari Gupta. Prabhurje Shesha Lila Sharup Damodar Shuta Kari Granthilen Granthe Bitar. His later pastimes, the Madhya Lila and Anta Lila, were recorded in the form of notes by his secretary, Sarup Damodar Goswami, and thus kept within a book, which is no longer extant. The notes of Sarup Damodar Goswami, there's no known version of them. Ei dui jane shudra dekhiya shuniya varnana karen vaishnav kramje kariya. By seeing and hearing the notes recorded by these two great personalities, a Vaishnav, a devotee of the Lord, can know these pastimes one after another. Bala poganda kaishar jovan chari bhed atayv adhi kande lila chari bhed. In his original pastimes, there are 4 divisions. Bala, poganda, kaishar, and jovan, childhood, early boyhood, later boyhood, and youth. Sarva sadguna purnam tam vande phalguna purnimam yasyam Sri Krishna chaitanyo vatirna Krishna namabihi. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Phalgun, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself with the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna. Phalgun Purnima Shandai Prabhur Janmodai Sheikale Doiba Joge Chandra Grahan Hoy. On the full moon evening of the month of Phalgun, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally there was also a lunar eclipse. Hari Hari Bale Lok Harashita Haya Janmilo Chaitanya Prabhu Nama Janmaya. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hari, Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name. Janma bala poganda kaishar juba kale hari nama laila prabhu nana chale. At his birth, in his childhood, and in his early and later boyhood, as well as in his youth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Bala bhava chale prabhu karen krandan Krishna Hari nama suni rahaye radan. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy names Krishna and Hari. Atev Hari Hari Bale Narigan Dekite Aishe Jeba Sharava Bandhugan. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child would chant the holy names Hari Hari as soon as the child would cry. Gaura Hari Bali Tare Hashe Sarvanari Atev Hailo Taranam Gaura Hari. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gaura Hari. From then on, Gaura Hari became another of his names. Bala Boyash Javat Hate Kari Dilo Poganda Boyash Javat Vibaha Nakoilo. His childhood lasted until the date of Hate Kari, the beginning of his education, which literally means chalk in the hand. And his age from the end of his child, Hate Kari means chalk in the hand. And his age from the end of his childhood until he married is called Poganda. Vibaha Karile Hoilo Navin Jovan. Shavatra Lailo Prabhu Nama Sankirtan. After his marriage, his youth began, and in his youth, he induced everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra anywhere and everywhere. Poganda Boyashe Paran Paran Shishagane Sharvatra Karen Krishna Name Bekhane. During his Poganda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. Sutra Briti Panjutika Krishnete Tatparja Shishya Pratithoi Prabhavas Chaja. When teaching a course in grammar, Bekaron, and explaining it with notes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanations culminated in Krishna, and his disciples would understand them very easily. Thus his influence was wonderful. Jare deke tare kohe koha Krishna nam Krishna name bhashailo navadipagram. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student, he asked whomever he met to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he inundated the whole town of Navadvip with the chanting of Hare Krishna. Kishor Bayashe Arambhilo Shankirtan Ratra Dine Preme Nritta Shange Bhakta Gan. Just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement. Day and night, he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. Nagare Nagare Brahme Kirtan Kariya Vashailo Tribhuvan Prema Bhakti Diya. The Sankirtan movement went on from one part of the town to another as the Lord wandered everywhere performing Kirtan. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Chobish Bacha Oiche Navadvipa Grame Navailo Sharva Loke Krishna Prema Name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in the Navadvip area for 24 years, and he induced every person to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus merge in love of Krishna. Chobish Barcha Chila Kareya Sanyash Bhakta Gornalaya Kaila Nila Chale Bash. For his remaining 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life, stayed at Jagannath Puri with his devotees. Tarmade Nila Chale Choy Bachar Nritya Gita Prema Bhakti Dan Nirantar. For 6 of these 24 years in Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, he distributed love of Godhead by always chanting and dancing. Shetu Bandha Ar Gaur Vyapi Vrindavan Prema Nama Pracharya Karela Brahman. Beginning from Cape Comorin and extending through Bengal to Vrindavan, during these 6 years he toured all of India chanting, dancing and distributing love of Krishna. A madhalila nam lila mukhadham shesh ash ashtadash barsha antalila nam. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travels after he accepted sannyas are his principal pastimes. His activities during his remaining 18 years are called the antalila, or the final portion of his pastimes. Taramade Choi Bacha Bhaktagana Sange Prema Bhakti Loailo Nritta Gita Range. For 6 of the 18 years he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri. He regularly performed kirtan, inducing all the devotees to love Krishna simply by chanting and dancing. Dadash Bacha Sheshra Hilo Nila Chale Prema Bhasta Shikailo Ashadana Chale. For the remaining 12 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri. He taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow ecstasy of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Ratri Dibashe Krishna Biraha Sphuran Unmade Cheshta Kare Pralapachan. Day and night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna. Manifesting symptoms of this separation, he cried and talked very inconsistently, like a madman. Shri Radha Pralap Joyche Udhav Darshane Shemato Unmad Pralap Kare Ratri Dine. As Shrimati Radharani talked inconsistently when she met Udhava, so also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished both day and night such ecstatic talk in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Vidyapati Jayadev Chandidashe Geet Ashadane Ramananda Sharup Shahit. The Lord used to read the books of Vidyapati, Jayadev and Chandidas, relishing their songs with his confidential associates like Sri Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Krishna Bijoge Jato Prema Cheshtit Ashadiya Purna Koilo Apon Banchit. In separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished all these ecstatic activities and thus he fulfilled his own desires. Ananta Chaitanya Lila Khudra Jiva Hoya Ke Barnite Pare Taha Vishta Kariya. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are unlimited. How much can a small living entity elaborate about those transcendental pastimes? Shutra Kari Garne Jodi Apone Ananta Sahasra vadane teha nahi pai anta. If Sri Shanagananda personally were to make the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya into sutras, even with his thousands of mouths, there is no possibility that he could find their limit. Damoda Sharupar Gupta Murari Mukha Mukha Lila Sutre Likhiyache Bichari. Devotees like Sri Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta have recorded all the principal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the form of notes after deliberate consideration. She anushari likhi lila sutragon vishtari borniyachen taha dasha brindavan. The notes kept by Sri Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta are the basis of this book. Following those notes, I write of all the pastimes of the Lord. The notes have been described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya lila byas dasha brindavan madhur korya lila korila rachan. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the authorized writer of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is as good as Srila Vyasadeva. He has described the pastimes in such a way as to make them sweeter and sweeter. Granta Vishta Bhoye Charila Jay Jay Shtan Shay Shay Shtane Kichu Koribo Bekhan. Being afraid of the books becoming too voluminous, he left some places without vivid descriptions. I shall try to fill those places as far as possible. Prabhur Lilamriteho Koilo Ashadan Ta Bhukta Shesh Kichu Koriye Charban. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya have actually been relished by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'm simply trying to chew the remnants of food left by him. Adi Lila Sutra Likhi Shuno Bhakta Gan Shankepe Likhiye Shammak Najai Likhan. My dear devotees of Lord Chaitanya, let me now write a synopsis of the Adi Lila. I write of these pastimes in brief because it is not possible to describe them in full. Kono bancha puran lagi brajendra kuma abatirno hoite mane karela bicha. To fulfill a particular desire within his mind, Lord Krishna, Brajendra Kuma, decided to descend to this planet after mature contemplation. What those desires are have been described previously in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Age abatarilo jay jay guru pariba shankhepe kahiye kaha najai bishta. Lord Krishna therefore first allowed his family of superiors to descend to the earth. I shall try to describe them in brief because it is not possible to describe them fully. Sri Shachi Jagannath Sri Madhav Puri Keshav Bharati Sri Isha Puri Adaita Acharya Pandit Srivas Acharya Ratna Vidyanidhi Thakur Haridas. Lord Sri Krishna, before appearing as Lord Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him. Sri Shachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, Madhavendra Puri, Keshav Bharati, Ishara Puri, Adaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi and Thakur Haridas. Vidyanidhi means Pundarika Vidyanidhi. Sri Hattanibhasi Sri Upendra Mishra Nam Vaishnav Pandit Dhani Sadgun Pradhan. There was also Sri Upendra Mishra, a resident of the district of Sri Hatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, a learned scholar, a rich man, and a reservoir of all good qualities. Shapta Mishra Ta Putra Shapta Rishisha Kongshari Paramananda Padmanava Sarvesha
Jagannatha Janardhan Trailokanath Nadiyate Gangabhasa Kailo Jagannath. Upendra Mishra had 7 sons who were all saintly and most influential. Kanshari, Paramananda, Padmanabha, Sarveshwara, Jagannath, Janardhan and Trailokyanath. Jagannath Mishra, the 5th son, decided to reside on the bank of the Ganges at Nadiya. Jagannatha Mishra Bhar Padavi Purandar Nanda Vasudeva Rup Shadgun Shagar. Jagannath Mishra was designated as Purandara. Exactly like Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, he was an ocean of all good qualities. Tar patni shachinam patibrata shati jar pita nilambar nama chakrabarti. His wife, Srimati Shachi Devi, was a chaste woman highly devoted to her husband. Shachi Devi's father's name was Nilamba and his surname was Chakrabarti. Radha Deshi Janmila Thakur Nityananda Gangadasa Pandit Gupta Murari Mukunda. In Radha Desh, the part of Bengal where the Ganges is not visible, Nityananda Prabhu, Gangadas Pandit, Murari Gupta and Mukunda took birth. Ashankha bhakte karailo abata sheshayavar tirna hailo Brajendra Kuma. Lord Krishna, Brajendra Kuma, first caused countless devotees to appear, and at last he appeared himself. Praboravi bhavpurbe jato vaishnavgan adaita chajasthane karen gaman. Before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees of Navadvip used to gather in the house of Advaita Acharya. Gita Bhagavata kahe Acharya Gosai Jnana Karma Nindi kare Bhakti Varai. In these meetings of the Vaishnavas, Advaita Acharya used to recite the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, decrying the paths of philosophical speculation and fruitive activity and establishing the super excellence of devotional service. Sarva Shastre Kahe Krishna Bhakti Bekhan Jnana Yoga Tapo Dharma Nahi Mane An. In all the revealed scriptures of Vedic culture, devotional service of to Lord Krishna is explained throughout. Therefore, devotees of Lord Krishna do not recognize the processes of philosophical speculation, mystic yoga, unnecessary austerity, and so-called religious rituals. They do not accept any process but devotional service. Tara Sange Ananda Kare Vaishnaveragan Krishna Katha Krishna Puja Nama Sankirtan. In the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna, and always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada's purport: on these principles only does the Krishna consciousness movement go on. We have no business other than to talk of Krishna, worship Krishna, and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kintu Sarva Loka Deki Krishna Bahirmukh Vishaye Nimagna Lok Deki Pai Duk. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu felt pain to see all the people without Krishna consciousness simply merging in material sense enjoyment. Loka Enishta Hetu Karen Chintan Kemate Eshab Loka Hoibe Taran. Seeing the condition of the world, he began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Krishna avatari karen bhakti abhishta tabe to shakal loke hoibe nishta Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appears in order to distribute the cult of devotional service, then only will liberation be possible for all people. Krishna abhatarite acharya pratigya kariya Krishna puja kare tulasi ganga jaladiya. With this consideration, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, promising to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with tulasi leaves and water of the Ganges. Krishna abhana kare shaghan hunka hunkare akrishta hailo Rajendra Kumar. By loud cries he invited Lord Krishna to appear, and this repeated invitation attracted Lord Krishna to descend. Jagannatha Mishra Patni Shachir Udare Ashtakanna Krame Hoilo Janme Janme More. Before the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 8 daughters took birth, one after another, from the womb of Shachi Mata, the wife of Jagannath Mishra, but just after their birth, they all died. Apatta birohe Mishra Dukhi Hoilaman Putra Lagi Aradhilo Vishnur Charan. Jagannath Mishra was very unhappy at the death of his children, one after another, therefore desiring a son, he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Tabe putra janmela bisharupanam mahagunavanteho baladeva dham. After this, Jagannath Mishra got a son of the name Vishwarup, who was most powerful and highly qualified because he was an incarnation of Baladev. Balade prakash parabhome shankarshan teho vishya upadan nimitta karan. The expansion of Baladev, known as Sankarshan in the spiritual world, is the ingredient and immediate cause of this material cosmic manifestation. Taha boy vishay kichu nahi dekhi ar ate visharupanam je taha. The gigantic universal form is called the Visharup incarnation of Mahasankarshan. Thus we do not find anything within this cosmic manifestation except the Lord himself. Nahi tat chitram bhagavati hyanaste jagadishvare Otam protam vidam yasmin tantushvanga yatha pataha. As the threads in a cloth spread both lengthwise and breadthwise, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists directly and indirectly within everything we see in this cosmic manifestation. This is not very wonderful for him. Ate prabhutare bale Varobhai Krishna Balarama Dui Chaitanya Nitai. Because Mahasankarshan is the ingredient and efficient cause of the cosmic manifestation, he is present in every detail of it. Lord Chaitanya therefore called him his elder brother. The two brothers are known as Krishna and Balaram in the spiritual world, but at the present moment they are Chaitanya and Nitai. Therefore, the conclusion is that Nityananda Prabhu is the original Sankarshan Baladev. Maybe we should have someone telling the guests that the main program is to begin. You want to do that? Just greet whoever's coming and tell them that the main program is yet to begin. Otherwise, they're just wandering around, wondering what's going on. You like to do that? These people are coming practically every minute. People are coming and looking and wondering what's going on. Putrapaya dampati hoila anandita-man Visheshe-shevan-kare Govinda-charan. The husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Shachimata, having gotten Vishvarupa as their son, were very pleased within their minds. Because of their pleasure, they specifically began to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. Chodha Shatta Choy Shake Shesh Magha Mashe Jagannatha Shachidehe Krishna Praveshe. In the month of January, in the year 1406 of the Shak era, AD 1485, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. But it's an... You'll have to wait out there and just tell whoever's coming. Greet them, tell them welcome, thank you for coming. Like that. Make them feel welcome. Mishra kahe shachishthane deki anorit jyotimoy deho geho loki adhishthit. Jagannath Mishra said to Shachi Mata, I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent, and it appears as if the goddess of fortune are now staying personally in my home. Jaha taha sharvalo koreyeshan man shaman. Sorry, the Hindi pronunciation. Jaha taha sharvalo koreyeshan ghare parthaya deyo dhan vastra dhan. Anywhere and everywhere I go, all people offer me respect. Even without my asking, they voluntarily give me riches, clothing, and paddy. He's a Brahmin. People give him things. Of course, there are many Brahmins in Navadvip at that time. So, it wasn't normal that someone would just come up to a Brahmin and give them so many things. We can ascertain from this. Shachi kahe mui dekho akash upare dibba murti lok shab jeno stuti kare. Shachi Mata told her husband, I see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if offering prayers. Jagannath Mishra kahe shapna je dekhilo jyotimoy dhammo hridaye pashilo. Jagannath Mishra then replied, in a dream I saw the effulgent abode of the Lord enter my heart. Ama hriday haite gela toma hridaye heno buchi janmi ben kono kono mahashaye. From my heart it entered your heart, I therefore understand that a great personality will soon take birth. Understood at that point how great the personality would be. Eto bale duhe rahe haroshitta haya shalagrama seva kare bishesha kariya. Out of this conversation, both husband and wife were very jubilant, and together they rendered service to the household shalagrama shila. Hoite hoite hoilo garbha trayodasha mash tatape bhumishta nahe mishra hoilo harash. Trash, sorry. Mishra hoilo trash. In this way, the pregnancy approached its 13th month. Never heard of a 13 month pregnancy? Not for humans, it might be an elephant or something. But still there was no sign of delivery of the child. Thus, Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. Nilambara Chakrabarti kahilo ganiya ema she putra habe shubha khanna phaiya. Nilambara Chakrabarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then did an astrological calculation and said that in that very month, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. Chodashata shata shake masche falgun paunamashe shandakale hoile shubhakon. Thus in the year 1407 of the Shak era, AD 1486, in the month of Falgun, February, March, in the evening of the full moon day, the desired auspicious moment arrived. So what's that? 527 years ago?
should be. Shingharashi
Shinghalagna Uccha Grahagan Sharavarga Ashtabarga Sharva Shulakhan. According to the Jyotir Veda or Vedic astrology, the auspicious birth moment is described as follows. The moon was in Leo, the figure of the lion in the zodiac, that's Singha Rashi. Leo was also the ascendant, Shingha Lagna. Several planets were strongly positioned, and the Shadbarga and Ashtabarga showed all auspicious influences. You have to be an astrologer to understand all of that.
Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darashan Shakalanka Chandrayar Kan Prayojan.
When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? So at this point, Rahu did some service. Eto jani Rahu koilo chandra grahan Krishna Krishna Hari name bhashe chibuvan. Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon. We don't need you anymore. And immediately vibrations of Krishna Krishna Hari inundated the three worlds. Instead of everyone looking at the moon and thinking how beautiful the full moon, don't look at that. Look here. Gaura Chandra, Akalanka Chandra has appeared.
Jaya Jaya Dhani Hailo Shakal Bhuvan Chamatkara Hayalok Bhave Moneman.
All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse, and their minds were struck with wonder.
Jagat Paryalok Bale Hari Hari Shekhane Gaura Krishna Bhume Avatari.
When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in the form of Gaura Hari advented himself on the earth.
Prashanna Hailo Shab Jagat Erman Hari Bali Hinduke Hasha Kareye Jaban.
The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. So the Hindus, Hari, Hari, and the Muslims, ha ha, Hari, Hari. They were also chanting. Look at those stupid people chanting, imitate.
Hari Bali Narigan, De Hula Huli, Hula Huli, Sharge Badanritta Kare Deva Kutu Holi.
While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, and they were actually doing the Hula Huli, it's described here, Ulu Dhoni, which, if you know what it is, you do. In the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on, for the demigods were very curious.
Prashanna Hailo Dashtik Prashanna Nadi Jal Starva Jangam Hailo Anande Bibal.
In this atmosphere, all the ten directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings moving and non-moving were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss.
Nadiya Udaya Giri Purna Chandra Gaura Hari Kripa Kari Hoilo Udhoi Papatama Hoilo Nash Tri Jagater Ulash Jagabhari Hari Dhani Hoi.
Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon Gaura Hari rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udhoigiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord.
Shri Kale Nijalai Utiya Adaitarai Nrittakare Anandithamone Haridashe Loya Sange Hunka Kirtan Ronge Kene Nache Keho Nahi Jane.
At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in his own house at Shantipur, was dancing in a pleasing mood.
taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Deki uparaga hashi, shigra ganga ghate ashi, anande karilo gangashnan, paya uparaga chale, apanara monobale, brahmanere dilo nanadan. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganges and bathed in the river in great jubilation. Taking advantage of the lunar eclipse, Advaita Acharya, by his mental strength, distributed various types of charity to the brahmanas. He was also brahmana, superficially. Jagat anandamai dekhi mane shobishoy thare thare kahe Haridas toma oichen ranga moramana parasana dekhi kichu karje ache bhash. When he saw that the whole world was jubilant, Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya. Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand that there is some special purpose in these actions. Acharya Ratna Shribash Hoilomane Shukolash Jaishnan Koilo Ganga Jale Jaishnan Koilo Ganga Jale Anande Bibalman Kare Hari Shankirtan Nana Dana Koilo Mano Bale. Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar and Shrivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy, and immediately they went to the bank of the Ganges to bathe in her waters. Their minds were full of happiness. They chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength. E mato bhakta tati jarje deshe stiti taha taha paya manobale nache kare shankirtan anande bibalman dana kare grahanera chale. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed sankirtan, and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of the lunar eclipse, their minds overwhelmed with joy. Brahman sajana nari nana drabbe thali bhari ailo shobe jotuk loya jeno kancha shona duti deki balokera murti ashirvada kore shukapaya. All sorts of respectable brahmana, gentlemen and ladies carrying plates with various gifts came with their presentations. Seeing the newborn child, whose form resembled natural, glaring gold, all of them happily offered their blessings. Savitri Gauri Saraswati Shachirambha Arundhati Arjato Deva Narigan Nana Drabbe Patra Bhari Brahmanira Besha Dhari Ashishabe Kare Dharashan. Dressing themselves as the wives of Brahmanas, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Nrsimhadev, King Indra and Vashishta Rishi, along with Rambha, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with varieties of gifts. Antarike Devagan Gandharava Siddha Charan Stuti Nritta Kare Bhadda Geet Nartok Badak Bhat Navadipe Jar Nat Shabe Ashi Nache Paya Preet. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, and Charna Loka, offered their prayers and danced to the accompaniment of music, songs, and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadip city, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. Keba ashe, keba jai, keba nache, keba gai.
Shambhar Shambhalite Nare Karapu Kondilek Dukashok Premod Purite Lok Pramoda Purito Lok Mishra Hoilo Anande Bibal. No one can understand who is coming and who is going, who is dancing and who is singing, nor could they understand one another's language. Yet all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated and people became all jubilant. Thus, Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. Acharya Ratna Shribash Jagannath Mishra Pash Ashitare Kore Shavadhan Karailo Jata Karma Je Achilo Bidhi Dharma Tabe Mishra Kore Nana Dan. Chandrasekhar Acharya and Shribash Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to the religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. Jotuk Pailo Joto Gore Ba Achilo Koto Shabdhan Vipre Dilo Dan Joto Narta Gayan Bhata Akinchanjan Dhanadiya Koilo Shabarman. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the form of gifts and presentations, and whatever he had in his house, he distributed among the brahmanas, professional singers, dancers, bhat, they're described as professional blessers, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches in charity. Shribashe Brahmani Namatar Malini Acharya Ratna Patni Sange Shindur Haridra Toil Koi Kola Narikel Diapuje Nari Gonarange. The wife of Shribash Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar, Acharya Ratna and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas and coconuts. Adaita Acharya Bharja Jagat Pujita Arja Namatar Sitar Thakurani Acharya Agapaya Gela Upahaloya Dekite Balak Shiromani. One day shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife Sita Devi, who was worshipped by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Shubhane Kari Bauli Rajat Mudra Panduli Shubhane Angad Kankan Du Bahute Dibhashanka Rajate Malabanka Shrana Mudra Nana Haragan. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including armlets, necklaces, anklets, and bangles for the hands. Bhagra Naka Hemajari Koti Potta Sutra Dori Hashtapade Mato Abharan Chitra Barna Potta Shari Buni Foto Patapari Sharnaropya Mudra Bahudhan. There were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. Durabadhana Guruchan Haridra Kumkum Chandan Mongoldrava Patra Bharya Vastra Gupta Dola Chari Shangeloya Dashi Cheri
Vastra Lanka Pertari Bharya, riding in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, bringing with her many auspicious articles, such as fresh grass, particularly durba grass, paddy, gorochana, turmeric, kumkum, and sandalwood. All these presentations filled a large basket. Bokka boja upaha, shonge loilo boho bha, shachi grihe hoilo upanit, dekhiya balak tam, shakat gokul khan, borna matro dekhi viparit. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Shachi Devi, bringing with her many kinds of eatables, dresses, and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newborn child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, the child was directly Krishna of Gokul himself. Sharva Onka Shunirman Shubarna Pratima Bhan Sharva Onga Shulakhanamoy Balokera Dibba Jyoti Deki Pailo Bahupriti Bachalete Drabilo Hridoy. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs full of auspicious signs and resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. Durba dhanya dilo shirshe koilo bahu ashishe chirojivi hao dui bhai dakini shankini hoite shanka upajilo chite bhare dore nam tuilo nimai. She blessed the newborn child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head and saying, may you be blessed with a long duration of life. That's actually for the two brothers, Chirojivi Hao Dui Bhai. But being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nima. Because the neem tree is supposed to be prophylactic against Dakini and Shankini, which are different kinds of female witches which come and get newborn babies. Putra mata shnano dine dilo bastra vibhushane putra saha mishrere re mishrere re shanmani shachi mishre puja loya monete harisha hoya ghare ailo Sita Thakurani. On the day the mother and son bathed and left the maternity home, Sita Thakurani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments and then also honored Jagannath Mishra. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Shachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, was greatly happy within her mind, and thus she returned home. Oiche Shachi Jagannath Putra Paya Lokhinath Purna Hoilo Shokal Banchit Dhana Dhane Bharegar Lokamana Kalibar Dine Dine Hoy Anandit. In this way, Mother Shachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, having obtained a son who was the husband of the goddess of fortune, had all their desires fulfilled. Their house was always filled with riches and grains as they saw the beloved body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Day after day, their pleasure increased. Mishra Vaishnav Shanta Alampat Shuddhadanta Dhana Bhoge Nahi Abhiman Putre Prabhave Jato Dhana Ashi Mile Tato Vishnu Prite Dvije Denodan. Jagannath Mishra was an ideal Vaishnav. He was peaceful, restrained in sense gratification, pure and controlled. Therefore, he had no desire to enjoy material opulence
Whatever money came because of the influence of his transcendental son, he gave it in charity to the brahmanas for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Lagna Gani Harshamati Nilambar Chakrabarti Gupte Kichu Kahilo Mishrere Mahapurusha Chinna Lagne Onge Bhinna Bhinna Deki E Tari Be Shangshare. After calculating the birth moment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilambar Chakrabarti privately said to Jagannath Mishra that he saw all the different symptoms of a great personality in both the body and birth moment of the child. Thus he understood that in the future this child would deliver all the three worlds. Oiche Prabhu Shachi Ghare Kripai Koilo Abatare Jai Iha Kare Shravan Gaura Prabhu Doyamoy Tare Hoyen Shadoy Shai Pai Taha Charan. I'm getting blessings from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, made his advent in the house of Shachi Devi. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who hears this narration of his birth, and thus such a person attains the lotus feet of the Lord. Paya manusha janma jena shune gauraguna hena janma ta betta hailo Paya amrita dhuni piye bisha gartha pani janmeya shekena nahi moilo. Anyone who attains a human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Dhuni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If, after getting a human body, one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived but to have died long ago. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Acharya Adaita Chandra Sharupa Rupa Raghunatha Das Yaha Shabha Sri Charan Shire Bandi Nijadhan Janmalila Gailo Krishna Das. Taking on my head as my own property the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Adaita Chandra, Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, I, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, have thus described the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's it. Pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and will be recited in hundreds and maybe thousands of venues today. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Shri Gauravi Bhavatiti Gaur Jayanti Mahotsav Ki Jai. Shri Gaura Purnima Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.